Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. This has been one of the most random shows I think we've ever had.
I know.
Been crazy.
I love segments like that last one, where somebody has something that we haven't touched on all day, and boom, we just do 10 minutes on it.
Yeah. You hear that, callers? Just call in and steer the boat for a little bit.
No.
You know what I mean? We'll just dive down into the big steamy pile, whatever you want to throw out there. We'll just dive into it.
No, man, that's not it at all. But every once in a while, you got to show your range, you know? Like Adam Sandler, he's just in funny movies. And then, boom, he does that movie about 9/11, you know, and he shows his range, that he can be a serious actor, too.
I would argue that the movie Click for Adam Sandler is one of the saddest movies I've ever seen. Makes me sick.
The movie he did, Rain Over Me, which is about 9/11, was the saddest movie he ever did. Now, to that point, Uncut. Have you seen Rain Over Me?
No.
You got to watch it.
I just was making a comment about Click being really sad, how he fast forwards through his kids' lives.
Yeah, that's sad.
Dude, awful. Just awful. It's my nightmare.
Uncut Gems is the most uncomfortable movie I might have ever seen.
I have not seen
random,
that.
Random show. You're right, Allie.
Yeah, very random show. I'm glad we're talking about Adam Sandler.
Uncut Gems, like you said, it was definitely disturbing, but it was a good movie.
Oh, no, it's good. Phenomenal. But it's just, it's stressful. I don't want to be stressed watching a movie. I don't want to be as stressed as Allie is right now in this segment trying to run it watching a movie.
Well, I just have to mention that this hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your hometown and start packing. But are you really more worried about Adam Sandler right now or what Alex Anthopoulos exclusively had to say to Dukes and Bell yesterday? Which one do you want to talk about?
Anthopoulos?
Just get comfortable being uncomfortable, Allie. That's all I'll say.
Let's go ahead and hear what Alex had to say yesterday. This is exclusive info he gave us.
I think you have a couple of days to decide on whether you want to pick up the club option on Ozzie. This has also been a big question. How do you view that situation? I want to say it's $7 million. I don't have it right in front of me. I think it's a $7 million club option.
Here's what I got for you. So I think we have four club options. So if I say you only get to ask about one guy.
Okay.
And then you asked about Ozzy, but you can't follow up and ask about anybody else.
Fair.
I'll give you the answer.
All right, fair enough. Go ahead.
So we're gonna exercise on Ozzy.
There we go.
Boom.
Wow.
He basically said, pick your poison. And Carl was like, oh, my poison's Ozzy.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I haven't had that question too.
That was his question to begin with.
And we talked about it so much. Ozzy was a big talking point on this show and this entire station, this entire city for so many times, because there was an argument going around, like, dude, does he need to quit with the switch hitter stuff? Like, he looked so bad through the first half. And you and Bo talked about the end of May. I would say it all the way went through June, probably post All-Star break, before I was even like, oh, okay, maybe this is getting back on track. There were a couple of clutch moments, don't get me wrong, but I think that he is your prototypical glue guy. They don't want to blow this up. He's a glue guy. He is the centerpiece in that locker room. He's a fixture, like Anthopoulos said yesterday. And I think at the price point, it does make a lot of sense for them to go out and pick up the
app. At the price point, it's the best. And Ozzie was bad all around, I felt, the first two or three months of the season. Mm-hmm. Defensively, too. But he really got it going. Again, if you'd asked me in May, I'd have said, really? So we're just going to settle? And now that we got through the season and I saw what he could do, you know, he got back on track and kind of got back to the guy that we know, I'm totally fine with it. I have a lot of trust in Alex Anthopoulos. The disdain for him that some have, not all, but there's some have, does irk me. The guy's got a really good track record, and I was talking about this on Twitter last night with a couple people about this again. The Braves organization, they're like, well, look at the way 23 ended. Look at the way 23 and 24 ended in playoffs, and 23, your pitching depth was not there starter wise. Freed got sick or whatever.
Yeah.
That might have been 22. I don't even remember anymore. Maybe that was 22, but then 23, they just didn't have depth. And your bats, which carried you, got shut down. I feel like the pitching staff is set up. If you get these guys, everybody back healthy, I don't foresee another year where every single starter spent extended time on the IR.
Knock on wood.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Dylan.
I do think it's worth bringing up a great point, though, when we talk about Walt Weiss getting this manager gig, right, and talking about Brian Snicker. Like, did you want something completely different? Did you want to go completely away from Brian Snicker? And if you did, I get it. But the one thing you cannot argue in Brian Snicker's tenure is that they did not develop pitchers. Like, that is the one takeaway I will have, if nothing else, from Brian Snicker, is that they 100% developed pitchers from the time they drafted them to the time they hit the big league level. There is no doubt about it. And also signed guys, Ronaldo Lopez, that came out of nowhere and that helped you in a big way. So if you're sitting there going, man, I wanted to kind of look, I wanted a different voice, this and that, that's fine. But if I have to point to one thing that I wanted to remain the same, it would definitely be the development of the pitching staff inside of that organization.
And one of the questions I've already seen thrown out there, and people are, you know, the people that are in the know more than me are talking about this Tim Hyers thing. And he signed a 2-year contract, if I'm not mistaken. The team offensively got better as the year went on. It was just weird that basically nothing took the first 4 months of the season, and then when injuries hit and you started hitting. I am very curious though on how they manage that situation, and some think that he'll be back. I'm curious what Walt Weiss's thought process is there, because remember, just because you were under the guy doesn't mean you do things the way he does.
I'm with Tim Hyers, just like I said the same thing about Raheem a minute ago. I don't want to change the identity. I don't want to change the direction right now. Give the guy one more year to make sure that this team is hitting. If you can't hit the ground running, though, in April, May, and you have the same problem you did last year, then I start asking questions.
Don't forget, too, there's onus on these guys as well. They all want to go out and do their own thing, their own professional little hitting coaches and everything. They have to want to be coached. With these baseball players these days, everybody's got their own thing. They're all doing their own little thing. So they have to want to be coached by Hyers and listen to his instruction. If not, he's just a guy sitting there in a uniform watching the game with the rest of us.
Touche.
Allow me to remind you about the Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, November 24th. A mere 19 days away, I do believe.
Oh, man.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. And look, we got see, one, two, three. One hand. That's how many foursomes are left.
Foursomes?
But it doesn't fill up a full hand. Does that make sense?
How many fingers?
I'm not telling.
Okay.
But that should tell you the urgency to go book your foursome today.
I'm not doing it again.
So many different directions.
Foursome. I'll do it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm still taken aback by the filling up the hand.
There'll be plenty of we got plenty there. McDonald's is going to serve breakfast. We got Twin Peaks is going to be a part of it. We got I told you, Finley Echo Park Speedway with the speed hole. I think Chattanooga Whiskey is going to be there. There's more. There is more. And it all benefits, Allie.
Yeah, it all benefits Pets for Vets. There's nothing like doing some good and getting to have fun while you're doing that. So come out and hang out with us that day.
I feel like that's my daily job. I do good for the community and I have fun.
Wow.
All right. So go sign up today. You can go to the 929 The Game website, click on the events page, and right there, boom, link will take you and you can sign up and get your foursome, because like I said, they're going fast. All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Told y'all yesterday I had to do some handyman work on the fridge. Making a weird noise, like a loud kind of grinding noise. And when you open the door, it would stop, which tells me, the investigative handyman, that that's a fan issue. So I watched a video on the YouTube. And I got to take my it's basically the fan in the and it's located in the freezer. So I got to take everything out of my freezer and essentially take the inside of my refrigerator to get, or the freezer part of it, to get to this. And I found a huge chunk of ice, huge, on that back wall behind the panels that I got off. So it took me a while. Did started during our show call, finished up around 6 something last night. I also had an interruption. I had to watch the kid for a few minutes. But
how dare she?
Yeah, I can't believe that.
So I'm doing all this, and I go, where's my freezer is packed. And I'm like, where's all this stuff going to go? So I'm sitting there, I'm looking, and I go, oh, I'll go downstairs, and I'll grab my Yeti roadie, which ain't going to hold a lot. Let's just go ahead and put it in there.
Not to be confused with the Rambler.
Yeah.
Well, that's like a cup. So I look to my left in my garage, and I see all these styrofoam-type coolers. And have any of y'all ever listened to me, the meat man, in order from Omaha Steaks? They ship your steaks in like these, I mean, they're the best coolers. They're essentially what is the inside of a Yeti, right? If you took the plastic out. Well, I got like 6.
Dude.
That I've kept.
Don't tell me you've been keeping these styrofoam coolers.
Yeah.
Stacked up.
Oh, dude, I got a hole on the wall.
You are a hoarder.
I got it on
There's
the wall.
There's no doubt about
it. So
this.
I take 4 or 5 upstairs and take everything out of the freezer and put them in there while I do the task, which took about 2 hours, right? Completely frozen, rock hard everything was when I pulled it out. And
hey, now.
Anyways, man, yes, you are a hoarder.
I sent you don't the pictures.
You don't just keep 6. Who needs 6 styrofoam coolers?
I did,
but it paid off.
It
for
paid
him.
Off.
Okay. So hey, now
I got news for you. Next time your refrigerator breaks, just go buy 4 styrofoam coolers. You don't have to just.
I didn't have to leave my house. I had them there waiting for me.
But here's the thing: is like this is now validated. Keeping
I know,
everything.
And it's just, yeah. That's, just, that's I had to put my foot down.
Cycle.
He's like the guy who finds that bolt on the garage floor, and 8 years later, he's like, "I told you." I needed that bolt. It's like, just get rid of the bolt and go buy a new bolt.
We have one of these coolers, too, that, like, it's styrofoam and it came with a package or something. Yeah. And I'm like, why do we have that? And then we had that 4th of July cookout, and that's where all the drinks went. I'm like, dang it. This has paid off. And now we're going to be collecting these.
It happens.
They're literally the best. There's not a cooler that's better on the market than that one. Think about it. It's literally shipped across the freaking country and doesn't de-thaw. It's the greatest cooler ever. And that's, I tell you, I'm going to one day get rich and tear a Yeti apart to see what it looks like on the inside. I guarantee you that's what it is.
Somebody on YouTube's definitely done that before.
Yeah.
We'll have to do some research.
For sure.
Anyways, I fixed my freezer, but it doesn't make a noise anymore.
Good job, Squid.
We're going to see this man, Squid, age 70. He's going to be on Hoarders, buried alive.
He's
just going to be just at the bottom of a stack of 80 coolers in his garage.
Allie, I buy the chocolate-covered almonds from Sam's or Costco, both. They're the same thing. And when I get done eating, I take the little plastic tub, and I put bolts and screws in them.
I had no idea that Costco and Sam's were the same store.
No, I just meant the almonds were. The chocolate-covered almonds are the same.
Look at Allie's face, dude. She looked at you like, you don't say.
No way.
That's crazy.
Well, you know what?
You never know if she knows. I don't know if she knew. Dylan might not have knew. There might be a person in their car didn't know that the chocolate-covered almonds at Sam's and Costco
Somebody
are virtually
cut
the
this
same.
Guy's microphone off for the love.
Dylan, cut it off. We got to go. For Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Don't forget to
save your Omaha Steaks cooler for an emergency.
No.
Atlanta.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.